Jesus condemns unbelievers in all eras. The word of God is emphatic, and Jesus has promised extreme punishment to rebellious people. Each born-again Christian will experience a spiritual drought. Jesus emphasized in a metaphor concerning walking through dry places. However, we should find faith in Jesus, through obedience, during these times of dry places, when we are experiencing extreme temptations from evil spirits and evil people. The Holy Scriptures expounds that the majority of our generation will not obey the words of Jesus Christ. Jesus proclaimed, St. Matthew 23:36, "Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation." Jesus compared that generation to a man possessed with the devil. That man was not satisfied, nor did he find peace with God. Jesus declared, St. Matthew 12:43, "When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none." Verse 45, "Then goeth he, and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation." Jesus emphasized that his generation was more sinful than the generation before them. Seven devils more evil than they were, seduced them. We are now living in an era where demonic possessions are more prevalent than all generations prior to this generation. Jesus condemned them, proclaiming that the generation of Ninevites was righteous above his generation because they repented. Verse 41, "The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation, and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonas, and, behold, a greater than Jonas is here." In this scripture, Jesus was preaching to his generation. He preached to a generation more vile than Jonah's generation, because they did not believe in him. He condemned them, because they did not repent when he had preached to them. He was greater than Jonas was, because he is the divine Son of God who lives forever. Let us look in the book of Jonah 3:1-3, "And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose, and went unto Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord." Verses 4-6, "And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried, and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God, and proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. The king and all the people of Nineveh humbled themselves and fasted, and prayed. They repented of all their evil ways. God showed his mercy to the Ninevites who were Gentiles. Jonah was a Jew." Verse 10, "And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil, that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not." According to those scriptures, the people believed God's messenger. God's messengers will rise in the day of judgment and condemn that generation to whom Jesus preached. Jesus said, St. Matthew 12:42, "The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with this generation, and shall condemn it, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and, behold, a greater than Solomon is here." In that verse, Jesus is also talking to our present generation. The greater than Solomon is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We, whom our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ sent to proclaim his gospel, have his indwelling spirit in our hearts. Jesus said, St. Matthew 10:20, "For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you." Let us observe the book of Kings to read about a powerful woman of color who was the Queen of Sheba. She came to hear the true word of God, and support King Solomon. 1 Kings 10:1-2, "And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices, and very much gold, and precious stones, and when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. Verses 6-7, And she said to the king, It was a true report that I heard in mine own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit I believed not the words, until I came, and mine eyes had seen it, and, behold, the half was not told me, thy wisdom and prosperity exceedeth the fame which I heard. She said, Verse 9, Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee, to set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever, therefore made he thee king, to do judgment and justice. Solomon said, Ecclesiastes 3:11, He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Jesus called her the Queen of the South. She was a wise woman who desired to hear wisdom from Solomon. King Solomon declared, Proverbs 13:20, He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. The Queen of Sheba repented and believed in the true God of Israel. In her country, they worshipped false gods. However, Jesus prophesied that his generation would not repent. Seven devils controlled the wicked in his generation. Jesus condemned religious leaders and proclaimed that they were deadly serpents. These are words of Jesus, St. Matthew 23:29, Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! Verse 33, Ye serpents, ye generation of vipers, how can ye escape the damnation of hell? Jesus continued, Verse 36, Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. No one can escape the damnation of hell without salvation of Jesus Christ. Jesus continued to pour out his judgment against those who saw his works and did not repent. St. Matthew 11:20-21, Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not, Woe unto thee, Chorazin, woe unto thee, Bethsaida, for if the mighty works, which were done in you, had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. Jesus told the people of Chorazin and Bethsaida that he would condemn them to hell in the day of judgment. If the wicked people of Tyre and Sidon, who were Gentiles, had seen the works of Jesus, they would have repented with fasting and prayers. Verse 22, But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment, than for you. Isaiah's prophetic message revealed a rebellious generation who were self-righteous. Isaiah 65:5-6, which say, Stand by thyself, come not near to me, for I am holier than thou. These are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burneth all the day. Behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silence, but will recompense, even recompense into their bosom. Isaiah saw that generation professing holiness, but in reality, they were sinners. Verse 7, Your iniquities, and the iniquities of your fathers together, saith the Lord. A great part of Jesus' miraculous ministry was in Capernaum. St. John 4:46-47, And there was a certain nobleman, whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him, and besought him that he would come down, and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Verses 50-54, Jesus saith unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him, and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour, in the which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house. This is again the second miracle that Jesus did, when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. However, many of the people did not repent, but exalted themselves above him. St. Matthew 11:23, And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shalt be brought down to hell. Many people today have heard the gospel preached and have read the word of God, and yet they have not repented of their sins, but are steadfast in their own wickedness. Isaiah 14:15, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Verse 20, the seed of evildoers shall never be renowned. As it was in the generation when Jesus was on earth, so it is now. Jesus saw leaders at that time without spiritual discernment. Saint Matthew 23:16, woe unto you, ye blind guides. Many religious leaders are in that condition today. They have exalted themselves above God without obedience and humbling themselves to Him. They were spiritually blind without power to work miracles. Jesus continued, verse 13, but woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Many leaders today are not able to give spiritual help, because they are without understanding themselves, and need help. Jesus propounded, verse 19, ye fools and blind. Jesus continues to place judgment against spiritually blind leaders. Verse 28, even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Verse 24, ye blind guides, which strain at a gnat, and swallow a camel. These are the generations of demonic possessed leaders. As it was in those days, so it is now. Verse 23, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. In that verse, Jesus used a symbol of plants, in which Jewish people were familiar with, for flavoring and seasoning. Then he corrected them concerning justifying themselves because they paid tithes. All these they should have done, leaving nothing undone. The Lord Jesus desires for us to obey all of his words and live by faith. Jesus revealed the truth to John concerning believers and unbelievers. Revelation 22:11, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still, and he which is filthy, let him be filthy still, and he that is righteous, let him be righteous still, and he that is holy, let him be holy still. Verse 16, I Jesus have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. The Lord has sent me, a messenger, to testify to this generation. Verse 18, for I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Conclusion, verse 20, he which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.